Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us for this fantabulous show where we have real talk about real solutions. This segment is all about no holds barred talk for the financial pitfalls that we have put ourselves in, making bad economic decisions and how to fix them. It is time to tell the truth and get out of our financial nightmares. So if you just joined us, we welcome you. We want you to tell a friend. Our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We definitely have a great show for you. After our disclaimer is played, we're going to step right into our Tough Talk Tuesday. We're talking about how you can learn to live within your means. So tell a friend. You got time to tell a friend. Join us in the chat room. We're going to have great conversation today. We are going to be teaching people how they can learn to live within your means. We're also going to be talking about your rentals rights and the get out of debt checklist. So after our brief announcements, we'll come back and we're going to start our conversation today, which is Tough Talk Tuesday, time to get your rant and rave on, and we're going to talk about how to live within our means.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back. And for those of you all who just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. Today is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. We will be discussing about how to live within your means. But before we do that, I have a few announcements that I need to make. It is time for you to learn how you can get paid for errors that are on your credit report. The CreditWise Empowerment Program information session will unleash information that your creditors do not want you to know. So if you would like to have information on how you can get paid for all of the mistakes that the creditors have put on your credit report, then you definitely are not going to want to miss this information that the creditors do not want you to know and how you can get paid for all of those errors on your credit report. You need to call 773-377-5503. Again, that is area code 773-377-5503. Or you can email at classes@secureyourlife.net. That is CLASSES at secure, SECURE, YOUR, and life is always spelled LYFE.NET on this show. So if you like information on how you can learn, how you can get paid for all of the errors that are on your credit report, we are happy to give you this information. The CreditWise Empowerment Program is a great source and wealth of information on how the consumer can fight back on all of those errors that are on your credit report. That's right. Why, if they're trying to get you to pay them, why not get paid and fight back for your rights? And you'll learn how to do that by being a part of the CreditWise Empowerment Program Education Series. And they have a free webinar that you can learn information on how you can get paid for all of the errors that are on your credit report. Now back to our program. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. Today is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. You can join us live on the air if you'd like at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343, or you can join us in the chat room. We would be happy to take your comment and or questions there as well. Today, we are going to be talking about how you can learn to live within your means. So, we have 10 great wealth for life principles that we like to talk about. And remember, the word for the month is being proactive. So we're going to proactively help you become financially responsible and financially proactive with your personal finances. So in doing so, we're going to teach you how to live within your means. And here are some of the principles that you can do that. I will live within my means. Number two, I will maximize my income potential through education and training. I will effectively manage my budget, credit, debt, and tax obligations. I will save at least 10% of my income for myself. I will use home ownership as a foundation for wealth. I will diversify my investment plan for my retirement needs and my children's education. I will encourage and ensure that my entire family adheres to the sensible sense of money management and principle. I will support the creation of growth in minority businesses. And number nine, I will guarantee my wealth is passed on through future generations through proper insurance and estate planning. And number 10, I will strengthen my community through philanthropy. And those are the 10 principles. I got this great information from Black Enterprise magazine, and you can find out more information on how the 10 principles of wealth growth principles for your life and be proactive, and you can actually find out information in detail by going to www.blackenterprise.com for more information about that. Now, here are some things that we'd like to talk about on the show today, talking about how to live within your means. Here are four things that I think will be the best primal things that you can do. Use state-of-the-art software to track your spending habits, and that's one of the things you can definitely do. If you use TurboTax software, they actually have a calculator that helps you to track all of those things. There's other things that you can use, other software. Mint.com also has software that you can use to track spending habits. So we always talk about that. We really do. We talk about paycheck calculators, and you can get that also from paycheckcity.com. And those are some really, really great ways to find out where your money is going and how much you are spending. Determine the tax and withheld amount that you should actually be taking out for your taxes when you get your job, because a lot of people are not really paying attention to those deductions and how much they are taking out on their taxes. And you do not want to end up where you're not taking out enough or you're taking out too much. Remember, just because this is tax season now, and just because you can take out a large amount of taxes, you don't necessarily need your deductions to be your savings account. You can do a whole lot more with your money if you are proactive about it. And one of the other things that we always suggest on this show is to get with a financial advisor, letting them know exactly what your finances are, and let them help you and be proactive about where you should put your money and how much money you are that you actually have income and outgo. And if you do that wisely, you will be so surprised at how much money that you actually do have and how you can make your money stretch. Telecommunications to save money. Now, I know this is amazing that you can sell, but you really do need to learn, shop around and find out exactly how much are you spending on your cell phone and shop around for the best deals. If you are not using all of the features that come with your plan, you need to find out if you can get a better plan. And 9 times out of 10, believe it or not, a lot of the cell phone companies are in competition with each other, and they're trying to give you, gain your business and give you the best deal, and they will actually help you switch. But you do need to do your homework. And, if you are spending a lot of money on cell phones and you are not getting the most bang for your buck, then you're wasting. You're wasting a lot of resources and money that could be going elsewhere. Delay major purchases that you do not need to make right away. If you can delay them and do routine monthly maintenance on things, that would be better than buying a new car right away. But if you find that you are spending more money on maintaining an older car than it would be for you to get another car, we always encourage you to try to pay cash for your cars, because that having a monthly bill or something that is depreciating in value every month is not good. Always, and if you do have a vehicle, if you keep up with your monthly maintenance or your routine maintenance on your cars, then 9 times out of 10 you'll get better gas mileage, and you'll also get, your car will last a lot longer. So we definitely want to understand that principle about living within our means and not spending unnecessary money. Give generously to yourself, because what happens is we always put ourselves last. You need to make sure that you treat yourself like you are a bill. You need to make sure that you are putting yourself first and taking out money for you just like you would if you were paying any of your utility bills. Give yourself an amount of money that you're going to take out every 2 weeks just like you would if you were having a deduction. Make yourself a deduction. Deduct a certain amount of your paycheck to your own fund as an emergency. You need an emergency fund because guess what? The inevitable will always happen eventually. If you set aside a certain amount, say for instance your goal is to have $5,000, even $3,000, or even $2,000 as an emergency, You need to be able to do that, because I think yesterday we talked about your money, your health. And a lot of these health plans require you to have a deductible. Just same thing with your car insurance. They're required that you have a deductible. Same thing with your house insurance. There's a certain amount that is for your deductible. So if you don't have that emergency fund available for that, you need to find out whatever those deductibles are and have that money set aside. And if you don't have it all at once, this is where paying yourself comes in, where you put a portion of your pay towards your emergency fund. This is tantamount about living within your means. Now, if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. We're talking about Tough Talk Tuesday. It's time to get your rant and rave on. And we are learning how you can live within your means, how important it is for you to make sure that you are taking care of yourself first and putting those principles into practice. Because this month we are talking about being financially proactive, and doing so means that you need to be living within your means, proactively taking money out as a deduction for yourself, paying yourself as if you were your own bill, and making sure that you're covering your assets so that you don't end up with a whole lot of liabilities. Our second portion of the show, we're going to be talking about do you know your renter's rights? And actually, for those of you all who are renting instead of owning, you and your landlord have an agreement, and you need to make sure that you are protecting yourself. One, we always encourage everyone who is renting that you have rentals insurance, just like people who own their homes have homeowners insurance. And this is tantamount important, because if something happens to your apartment or something happens to the building, that your actual physical artifacts are covered. Now, your landlord should, if they don't, but they should have insurance on the property, but that does not cover your personal effects. It only covers the building itself. So you do not want to leave it up to your landlord to protect you. You need to make sure that you're protecting yourself and understanding your rights, and also understanding what's going on and how to obtain an insurance policy. We encourage you to go online. Like I always say, that your best friend for finding anything, you can always find it online, and you can also get the best quote. Remember, you are the consumer, and you're the one that is in control. So therefore, you let those businesses fight for your business and get the best cost-effective way to protect yourself. But make sure that you definitely get rental insurance. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about what you can do if you are having problems with your landlord. Learning how to protect yourself in landlord-tenant disputes is important, that you learn what your actual rights are. When a landlord refuses to fix a problem, did you know that you actually do have rights? You need to document and make photographs. If you're having issues, you can also go to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, which is considered to be HUD, and you can actually put a formal complaint and get these issues resolved. Here are the common rights every renter should know. The right to your security deposit. Yes, that is still your money. Believe it or not, the money that you set aside for your security deposit, the reason why your landlord takes that is because, one, it does protect them, but it also, you have a right to that money. While a lease may require a security deposit, you should expect to get the money back when you move if you have not caused any damage beyond reasonable wear and tear. Understand that you do have a right to your security deposit, but only provided the fact that you have not damage the property. You forfeit that right if you have indeed damaged the property. The right to fair eviction. Tenants should be given ample notice, typically 30 to 60 days, to vacate a premises. If the landlord does not follow the judicious system and eviction rules and shut off utilities and locks you out of the premises, or fails to go through the sheriff's office and cause a self-help eviction, which is illegal. He cannot or she cannot lock you out. She cannot or he cannot turn off your utilities, because this is completely against the law and against your rights. So you do have rights as a tenant. Here's a third tip. You have a right to a safe and inhabitable living conditions. Tenants have a right to live in a safe and sanitary conditions, such as a building as a structurally sound, running hot and cold water. If hazardous conditions such as fire damage makes your apartment inhabitable, you can and do have the right to break your lease. So do understand that. If the conditions of the apartment is inhabitable, then you do have a right to break your lease, and you have a right to your security deposit under those conditions, because they have provided you with a place that is unfit for you to live there. You also have the right to privacy. In most states, landlords must give a tenant notice before entering the apartment unless it is an emergency, such as a serious water leak, for example. So therefore, if it is an emergency, that is the only time that your landlord does not have to give you prior notice. If the landlord enters your premises to make repairs without giving you a notice, you have a right. Your rights have definitely been violated, because you do have a right to privacy, and the only time that they can intervene on that or come into the premises without your permission or prior notice would be if it is an emergency situation. You also do understand that you have a right to fight back for your rights. You put it in writing. Make your landlord aware of the problem. Send him a certified letter. And I do stress that this needs to be certified. You send the complaints to your landlord in a certified letter explaining the grievance and indicate the portion of your lease that the landlord has violated. Also indicate the date and when you expect the grievance to be addressed. This is important. If you're seeking help from HUD, if you suspect the landlord is breaking the Fair Housing Act, you need to contact the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. By filing a housing discrimination form through HUD, you can have your case taken free of charge. And you can get in touch with them by www.hud.gov/complaints/housediscriminationcfm. Again, you can get all of this information from HUD. Go to www.hud.gov/complaints/housediscrimination.cfm. And remember, they will take your case free of charge if your landlord is discriminating against you and not paying attention to the Fair Housing Act. That is definitely against the law. They cannot do that. And here's another way that you can actually fight back for violations. Get legal counsel. Hire an attorney, an experienced attorney with landlord-tenant issues. Plus, the Fair Housing Law says that you have an equal opportunity for special investigation. The attorneys often charge $200 to $300 an hour, which can be costly. The one-time consultation might help you determine what steps that you can take. So you can actually find out if you actually have a grievance, probably for free if you call legal aid. And then you can find out from them what exactly are your rights and have your rights been violated, which is very important for you to do. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. We are talking about ways to live within our means and how to fight back discrimination and knowing your rights as a tenant. If you live in an apartment and you have a landlord-tenant situation, what exactly you can do about that. We're going to also talk about how you can make sure that you are living within your means and checking out the debt checklist. So you need to make sure and take control of your finances and get those things under control by making sure that you are being proactive. So we're going to start off with our list of how you can get out of debt. The out of debt checklist is as follows. Number one, keep tabs on your credit utilization. A credit utilization ratio is a calculation of how much creditors monitor you and what your expenditures are. I will repeat that because that was a mouthful. We need you to be proactive, for one. And the best way to do that is to understand, one, what's going on with your credit. A credit utilization ratio is a calculation used by the creditors that measures how much credit you are using compared to how much you have available. More than usual, creditors and creditors and creditees, which is you, you may have a credit line of a certain limit, but if you're using more than 20% of your credit limit, then you are not doing well. Your score would be really low as far as how much credit you have used against your credit line or your credit limit, if you understand what I'm saying. Number two, stay in contact with your lenders. If you find yourself in a tight spot and you don't think that you'll be able to make your payments on time, then you need to consider calling your lender immediately. You might be able to work out a payment plan that is better than what you're doing right now. Number three, devise and stick to a budget. Knowing exactly how much money you have available will help you manage your finances. Number four, cut the fat. Once you've determined and devised the budget, identify areas where you are overspending. Cut back or eliminate these items. We talk about that all the time on this show. I have told you several times to make sure that you are looking at your bank statements and seeing exactly what's on there. And if there's anything that is not a deal and anything that is considered frivolous spending, you need to cut that out of and eliminate that from your behavior. Pay off high interest debt first. Once you've paid off these bills with the largest interest rate, apply those dollars towards the highest debt and set forth. This way you get rid of high maintenance fees fast, which is very important. Use cash whenever possible. Paying for items with actual dollars in your wallet makes you think twice about creating new debt. Added income. If you are against a tight line, a tight spender, and helping you to manage your money, it will be best that if you can actually add income, more income for you means more money in your pocket and easier time for you to pay off those outstanding debts. Seek help from a certified financial planner. We always say this, you definitely need to seek out professional help. And these financial planners will actually help you put together a budget if you don't know how to do so on your own. Now, a quick review of our show before we go. We talked about how you can be financially proactive and live within your means. We also talked about how to get out of debt, and your debt checklist. Make sure that you go over that. And we also talked about your tenants, landlords' rights. If your rights are being violated, what you can do and being proactive. I would like to make this last announcement before we end our show. For those of you all who want to learn how you can get more money in your pocket, this is perfect for you. It is time for you to learn how you can get paid for all of those errors on your credit report. The CreditWise Empowerment Program Info Session will unleash information that your creditors do not want you to know. If you want information how you can get paid for their mistakes, we advise you to call this number at 773-377-5503. That is 773-377-5503. Or you can email us at classes@secureyourlife.net. That is CLASSES at secureyourlife.net. That's CEURE YOUR, and life is always spelled LYFE on this show. And until next time, we're going to say goodbye. Have a great day. And until tomorrow for another episode of Secure Your Life, when we'll talk about business in the making. You have just listened to the broadcast of Secure Your Life. It was Tough Talk Tuesday, where we had a chance to learn how we can live within our means. So if you would like more information on how you can learn to live within your means or any other topic that have been reviewed on our show, we encourage you to email us at shows@secureyourlife.net. If you'd like information on the Credit Wise Empowerment Program Education Series, we encourage you to also email us at classes@secureyourlife.net. For more information about anything else that goes on in this show, you have a question or a comment that you would like to add, or you like a review of past shows, you can give us a call at 773-377-5503. Again, that is area code 773-377-5503. And we thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life. Offense. So glad I bought that yellow bean. Oh.